And now it's time for... And you think you've got problems? Daniel served under King Darius. The king was so pleased with Daniel that he trusted him completely and sought his advice on all his kingly duties.
Tax increase? Ask Daniel. Healthcare? Ask Daniel. Paper or plastic? Ask Daniel.
But the king's other advisors were jealous.
How come Daniel always gets the most whipped cream?
And gets to run with scissors.
Sharp.
So they tried to catch him doing something wrong, but he was completely upright in character.
He even flosses.
And continually smells surprisingly fresh.
Minty.
However, they did notice that Daniel prayed 3 times a day.
There's nothing we could hold against Daniel.
Unless his god were outlawed.
The advisors went to the king.
Oh, magnificent King Darius, with sparkling wit, immense wealth, and big silly hat, make a law decreeing you alone are to be worshipped.
Great idea. Well, what if somebody doesn't obey?
They'll be cast into a den of lions.
Ooh, I like it, I like it.
So the law was signed, and soon after...
I see London, I see Prague.
I see Daniel praying to God.
Trouble.
When Darius found out, he was very upset, but he had to let Daniel be thrown to the lions.
Drat my laws.
The next morning, he ran to the lion pit.
Daniel! Daniel, speak to me!
I'm all right. God saved me. He shut the lion's mouth. Can I come out now?
The king had Daniel taken from the den and a different meal given to the lions.
Uh-oh!
Ah! So the next time you're facing a scary situation...
It's too dark!
A bug! A bug!
Pop quiz! Ah!
Just have faith in God like Daniel did, and remember, at least you aren't being thrown to the lions.
Oh, yeah. That's as always that.
Join us again for another, and do you think you've got problems?
Growling.